Australia's most wanted terrorist, Neil Prakash, has been killed in a US airstrike on the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul in northern Iraq. The United States has also confirmed the sister of Fahad Muhammad, the Sydney teenager who shot dead police accountant Curtis Cheng, has also been killed in an airstrike in Syria. The ABC's defence correspondent Andrew Green reports from Canberra.
Last Friday, an American airstrike targeted a gathering of Islamic State operatives in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. Authorities in the United States have now confirmed those killed in the operation included former Melbourne resident turned top IS recruiter Neil Prakash.
I come from the land of Australia. And alhamdulillah, today I want to share to you, brothers and sisters, my story of how I came to Islam.
Prakash is thought to have left Melbourne in 2013 to head to Syria, where he assumed the name of Abu Khalid al-Kambodi, reflecting his Cambodian and Fijian heritage. The charismatic jihadist soon assumed the role of Australia's top Islamic State recruiter and was placed on a US kill list. Earlier this year, Prakash was reported to have been killed in Syria, but his actual death has now been formally confirmed to Australia. The federal government has welcomed the news. A senior security official has told AM Prakash's death is significant because he was a senior terrorist recruiter and had been linked to several Australian-based attack plans and calls for lone wolf attacks against the United States. He'd also appeared in Islamic State propaganda, including this video released 12 months ago.
My beloved brothers in Islam in Australia, now is the time to rise. Now is the time to wake up. Now is the time to rush for that ajr that Allah has promised you. You must start attacking before they attack you. Look how much of your sisters have been violated.
The United States has also confirmed the death of Australian woman Shadi Jabbar Khalil Muhammad, who was killed in an airstrike 2 weeks ago near the Syrian city of Al-Bab. Muhammad is the sister of Fahad Muhammad, the teenager who shot dead police accountant Curtis Cheng in Sydney last year. She fled Australia shortly before the October attack, in which her brother also died. And AM understands she was killed alongside her Sudanese husband in the April 22 American airstrike. The federal government says the two killings should remind Australians that those who engage in terrorist activity and move into overseas conflict zones are placing themselves and others at significant risk.
Defence correspondent Andrew Green reporting there.